Coach, the team's coming off a nice win on Wednesday against St. Bonaventure. Special night for four seniors, including Jack Gibbs. When Jack came in as a freshman, did you envision him being among the Davidson greats at the end of his career?
Well, you know, he was going to be a very good player for us. He had been recruited at a high level, and the ACL injury that he suffered in his junior year gave him an opportunity to look at other places than the Power Five conferences, and we were fortunate to get him. But to envision that he'd be at the level he's performed for us over these 4 years, I don't think I could have ever envisioned that.
Now, tonight we wrap up the regular season here in Rhode Island. The Rams took the first matchup back at Belk Arena in early February. What do you remember as being the key differences in that game? I know the Rams closed on a big run.
Sustainability. There's no doubt about it that we had meticulously and patiently executed our offense, made our cuts, made the passes, and all of a sudden we got sped up. And we got sped up because of the stamina factor, the fatigue factor, and as we've faced all year long with Jack and Peyton and even John playing the minutes that they're playing, to maintain our style of play and maintain the stamina that is necessary to compete at that high level at that length of a time period is really difficult. And I thought that in the last 6-8 minutes of that game, we could see our cuts not as sharp, our passes not as crisp, and we started to dribble the ball a little bit too much, and that led to turnovers, forced shots, long possessions with that ended up empty.
Now, this will be senior night for Rhode Island. One of those seniors is Hassan Martin. He makes an impact in numerous ways on the court. How much of a difference maker is he in that lineup?
Well, he's a terrific scorer, very underrated in terms of how much he has improved as a foul shooter, as a jump shooter, and as a finisher. And he's also very, very prominent as a shot blocker and rebounder. So he gives them a dimension on the defensive end with the ball on the offensive end and without the ball on the offensive end.
What needs to happen here tonight, matchup-wise, keys to the game to end this season on a high note?
I think number one for us offensively is we have to be in control. Jared, if we make quick passes, if we make very soft cuts, if we are forced to dribble the ball out of control and forced into a quick shot, they're going to be off to the races. And if we get into a transition game with them because of bad offense, they're going to really capitalize upon that. On the defensive end, we have to build a shield around the basket. We have to contain their dribble penetration, challenge their shots, and limit them to one shot each possession. Possessing the ball and not turning it over, rebounding the ball and securing it and maintaining it, and then making shots. I think all of these things add up to success if we're able to do it.
Yeah, finally, Coach, Will McGarity was back in the lineup, which was nice to see against St. Bonaventure. In terms of health, is this team healthier than it's been in the last couple months?
I wish I could say yes. You go into the training room before practice, you go into the training room after practice, and you see that it is a walking wounded kind of environment. Guys are really banged up at this point of the year, and a lot of it has to do with the minutes they've played and the injuries they've sustained during the course of not just this season but their career. So we're not where we need to be, but at least we're putting people back out on the court.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you, Jared.